Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools is warning families that their kids can't rack up debt if they don't have money for lunch. One mom worries about students going hungry, but CMS says it's more complicated than that. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms has more.
Jessie Milicevich has three children in CMS, and she packs their lunch to save money. When she got an automated call about lunch debt Monday night, her first thought was, what does this mean?
They can't go into the negative. This is a statement that they used. Your student cannot go into the negative.
For Milicevich, it was another stress point in the life of a busy family.
You know, what if I'm not able to pack their lunch that day? What if I forget, or we're running behind and then they go to school and they don't have any money? Are my kids going to get turned away?
She'd been reading about similar situations across the country. Stories about kids who have been denied lunches, provided with peanut butter sandwiches, and even shut out of graduation ceremonies if they had unpaid lunch debt. The spate of coverage stems from a 2017 federal requirement that school districts come up with policies for dealing with school lunch debt. It can add up to big money. In CMS, a district with almost 150,000 students, unpaid meals cost the district almost $389,000 last school year, a 37% increase over the previous year. Milicevich didn't know those numbers, but she suspected it was a big financial problem. Still, she worried about what the no-payment, no-lunch policy would mean for families in financial distress.
You know, how are they supposed to go to school if they spent the night in their car, and then they go to school, maybe their shoes are worn out and their backpack is old, and, they're already feeling insecure about that, and then they also can't get lunch?
The U.S. Department of Agriculture spends about $14 billion a year paying for meals for students who fall below family income guidelines. That helps for those who qualify, or who attend schools where poverty levels are high enough that the government provides free lunch and breakfast for everyone, no application needed. CMS has 69 of those schools this year, out of 175 total. But changes in school poverty levels mean some schools that used to qualify no longer do. And that, CMS says, is why the district has been barraging those families with letters, emails, and calls since early August, reminding them to apply for aid if they need help. Reminders also went to new students, and to families who had qualified for aid last year but didn't apply this year. Tuesday was the deadline, so Monday's call was an urgent last-minute reminder, says CMS spokeswoman Yaviri Escalera. She says the no-money, no-meal policy actually applies only to high school students. Younger students will get a meal, even if they don't qualify for aid and don't have money. And yes, that goes into debt that CMS has to try to collect. Escalera reports that Monday's call prompted 600 online applications for lunch subsidies. All, she said, processed Tuesday morning in time for lunch. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms in Charlotte.